USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Paycheck Protection Program is set up to loan small businesses money so they're then able to keep their employees on the payroll. Now, this program is set to run out of money by Thursday. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News Nancy Pelosi is blocking more money being added to this program.
Once again, Nancy Pelosi, with her liberal wish list, is saying, no, we're not going to approve that unless you do all of these other things, spending money on other things that right now are not the focus of the American public. People need their paychecks.
President Trump says he will unveil guidelines for governors on Thursday on how to reopen the country from the coronavirus shutdown. During the White House briefing, the president says data is showing progress in stopping the spread of the respiratory illness. He also said many places across the nation may be past peak of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Stay-at-home orders did not stop a chain reaction crash from injuring dozens of drivers on a big city highway, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over a dozen people recovering from injuries they suffered in a nearly 60-vehicle pileup in Chicago. It happened on the Kennedy Expressway on Wednesday morning as roads were hit with winter weather and traction was low. 13 people suffered minor injuries, another person in good condition, according to a Chicago Fire Media Twitter account. 45 other people didn't want to be taken to hospitals.
Protests continue in Michigan, where folks are upset with the governor's restrictive shelter-in-place order. The protests taking place in downtown Lansing around the Capitol building have created a traffic jam. Now, Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has said that Michigan residents cannot visit their second home, which many of them have cottages, and can't even buy normal garden supplies such as seeds or fertilizer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump says with the federal government's guidance, it's basically in the state's hands as far as when to start reopening each particular state. New poll out from Axios shows that a large percentage of Americans consider common public activities, such as going to the grocery store, shopping, or attending family gatherings, to be at large or moderate risk right now. Dr. Demi Nampfiarpil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine and a physician. She tells Fox News we can expect folks to get sick once things do open back up.
Some people will get sick when we start reopening the economy. I mean, that's I don't think anybody has doubts about that happening. You know, as soon as we have more contact, it's possible that people can get sick. The thing is, we have to do it in a way that makes sense. So whether it's with testing, treatment, or the vaccine, we're going to look at all of these three things to try to minimize the number of people that get sick and the severity of those illnesses. So, you know, I don't think anyone should have the expectation that no one will get sick and we have to wait for that before we open the economy. But at the same time, we want to have as much control as possible over those variables.
The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury and FBI are issuing an advisory on a threat to cybersecurity by North Korea. The United States says North Korea has been engaged in malicious cyber activities around the world. Find more news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.